This is Akash Vani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariat. The central government has earmarked 79,000 crore rupees for the development of tribal villages across the country. This was stated by Union Tribal Affairs Minister Jual Oram while speaking at an event held at Sangwam in Goa as part of the Dharti Aba Jan Bhagidari Abhiyan. The Union Minister said that around 63,000 tribal villages exist across the country, with various government schemes underway to ensure their holistic development. He added that in Goa alone, 25 tribal villages have been identified for the implementation of focused initiatives. Addressing the gathering, Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant said that the state government has issued land rights certificates to over 3,500 individuals from the tribal community and has established the Tribal Welfare Board to support their development. In Tripura, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday expanded his cabinet by inducting first-time MLA Kishore Barman. Mr. Barman, who was elected to the Tripura Legislative Assembly in 2023 from the Nalchal constituency in Sepahijala district, took the oath of office and secrecy at a ceremony held at Raj Bhavan. Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallu administered the oath to him. With Mr. Barman's induction, the strength of the Tripura cabinet has risen to 12. The inaugural ceremony of the PA Sangma Ambeng College, Dadengre, the first ever degree college in the area, was held at Dilsigre Secondary School yesterday, which will also serve as the temporary building for the college. The ceremony was graced by James K. Sangma, chair of MIDC, who was joined by esteemed guests, including the BDO of Dadengre, principals and representatives of various schools from Dadengre, as well as the Nokma. In his speech, James P. K. Sangma expressed his happiness at the inauguration of the college and emphasized the importance of this institution for the area's youth. He mentioned that the college, named after late P. A. Sangma, would receive support from the P. A. Sangma Foundation. He also highlighted the potential of the college to become one of the best in West Garo Hills and expressed his hope that it would eventually receive NAC accreditation. In Meghalaya, the Ribhoi District Magistrate has informed that the construction of a subway at a bridge located at Umbir has been completed and is now open for public use. The permissible load on the bridge is restricted to 9 metric tons. However, all light and heavy vehicles are directed not to ply on the bridge itself, but to use the newly constructed subway adjacent to the bridge. The district magistrate has revoked the order issued earlier, which restricted the movement of heavy and overloaded vehicle exceeding 9 metric tons on the Maumaram Nongthleo Maumi Maulandep Road. The Meghalaya government plans to revive the long-delayed Kinchi hydropower project in its original run-of-river form, Power Minister A.T. Mundal indicated after a discussion with the joint committee of the local people to be impacted by the project. The minister expressed optimism, noting that the local stakeholders conveyed their willingness to cooperate with both the power department and the executing agency. He underscored the state's urgent need to enhance its power generation capacity, describing the shift in local sentiment as a critical development. Mundal recalled that the project was initially awarded to Athena Power Corporation Limited under the ROR framework. However, an attempt to convert it into a hybrid model combining ROR and pump storage project led to delays, as the PSP component lacked legal and policy backing under the state's existing power policy and the earlier memorandum of understanding. The cabinet eventually decided to cancel the MOU due to the absence of the PSP provision. With the current proposal reverting to the original ROR model, the minister said the matter would be placed before the cabinet once again to restore the previous agreement. Meghalaya State Pollution Control Board has inducted 18 new staff members yesterday, including a law officer, scientist B, assistant engineer, and others to address long-standing manpower shortages. Addressing the orientation program, the board's chairman, R. Nainamalai, said the transparent recruitment was conducted with NIT's help, and results were declared on the interview day itself. The member's secretary, Dr. G.H. Chirmang, noted that the new recruits would enhance efficiency and reduce delays. He also announced plans for more recruitment in September and the opening of regional offices in Kleriat, Bernihat and Tura. Senior engineer W.R. Karkarang stressed the urgency of staff expansion due to growing environmental challenges. In the one-day orientation program, the newly inducted officials were given talks on the overview of the board, functioning and duties of the engineering branch. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.